feel like when the Lord first saved me, I had a fear of him. And like Paul said, I feel like I've been saved 5 years now, and I should be more and fearful of him. And it seems like I don't know what that means anymore. And if you look at my life, you can tell. So what does that look like, and what does it not look like for a Christian?
Go ahead. What does the fear of the Lord look like in the life of a Christian?
What, let's first define what we mean, the fear of the Lord. I think Solomon defines it in the second chapter. He defines it in the ninth chapter of Proverbs. And he defines it with understanding, wisdom. And I extrapolate from that that the fear of God is a biblically balanced view of who God is. You do not fear God until you see him as he is faithfully revealed in Scripture. For example, when you emphasize one of his attributes, like his love, over the others, you now have a skewed view of God, and there will be no honor, there will be no respect. You'll see him as this syrupy, kind, and gentle, and meek. But if you see him in his justice, that attribute is that's the one you emphasize, then you will never want to draw near to him. You're going to be morbidly afraid of him. So I think the fear of the Lord is a scriptural balanced view of God that leaves you absolutely awed by him. That is the fear of the Lord. It's not a morbid fear. And yet I have to add real quickly, there is a part of me that is afraid of him. That if I disobey him, if I offend him, that there is this terror, but not, it's not morbid, it's not scared, it's a respect of God. I know what he can do, and I don't want his displeasure. Not his anger, as we heard last night. I'll never receive his anger, but the displeasure, I don't want to break his heart. So I think that's what the fear of the Lord is. What that looks like, I think you can now begin to see a little bit. It's a person who's walking with this understanding of God, and therefore he walks under this honor, this umbrella of the respect and awe of God.
What is your name?
Stephen.
When you first became a Christian, you feared the Lord more than you do now? There was a sense greater of the fear of the Lord, if I understood your question?
Yes.
Okay. Here's what happens. This is very common. It happens to all of us to some degree. When I, with my little baby, my little girl, I take her by the hand and I lead her across the parking lot at Walmart, even if there's no cars, because she's my little girl. My 19-year-old boy is 6'5". It would be really kind of inappropriate for me to take him by the hand and lead him across Walmart. Now, the moment you got saved, something happened that happens to all of us. You were his, you were newborn. Apart from your work in sanctification, he at first takes you and so protects you with his Spirit. He so guides you. You're a baby. You're an infant. He's just holding you up. Did you feel like it was easy to think about him, and it was easy to fear him, and you feared sin, and then that held with you for a while, and then what happens? It just seems to start declining until you where you are now. Well, there has to be a transition in that. So at first, it is just the grace of God protecting a newborn. But then that newborn has to open up the Scriptures and start learning to walk across that parking lot without that newborn help. He wants you to mature. So now, in order for you to continue in the fear of the Lord and to grow in the fear of the Lord, you have to get in Scripture And you have to do what Mike said. Discover who He is. As you discover more and more of who He is, then that fear will not diminish, it will increase. Now, it may change in a sense of emotion and this or that, but in all practicality, it will grow. So here are the things that are absolutely necessary. Number one is your study of who God is. The more you know Him, if you're a true believer, the more you know Him, the more you'll reverence Him. As you go on and discover who He is, especially as He's revealed Himself in the cross. But one of the most important things, this morning, I had the wonderful privilege of being with my brother down here on the end. And we didn't talk about the fear of the Lord. But as Mike was talking about being the solemnity, being solemn, and as you bring up that question of fear of the Lord, by talking to him and conversing back and forth, I realized that I was reverencing God more. I was more solemn about my task, my relationship, and everything. So what I'm trying to tell you is, you grow in Scripture and your knowledge, but without my brothers, without being in a really good church where there are men who and women who are fearing the Lord, and I can see that, I don't think I would make any progress. We are so in need of a community of faith where it cultivates this. I go back to my church. I'm not an elder there. I go back to my church and I see elders and I see people in the congregation who fear Him. And that moves me. I see a right solemnity, or I see joy, or I see this. And so it's both these things, private study and prayer, but being surrounded. If you're in a church, here's how I decide who I want to be with. When I leave that person, does he make me desire more of Christ, more Christian nobility, more godliness? And there are people that I know, if I'm down, I can go to, and when I walk away from them, I'm going to have a greater sense of that. So both things, your private study in the Scriptures and then being around godly people.
I'd like to add one more thing. Don't want to dominate, but I think sometimes because of the word fear, it connotates a certain mentality. The most fearful I have ever experienced God, except the day I was converted, was when I was overwhelmed by the love of God. I was so overwhelmed by His love for me that I began to tremble because I could not believe how loving this person is towards somebody like me. And I literally was fearful. Does that make sense? It's not the way we normally think of the fear of God, is it? But it was an overwhelming sense of who can love like this? And it so terrified my heart in a good way. So again, don't construct the word fear and put it in an emotional capacity where it's fear or terror or scared, feeling like I'm scared.
That's a great question, brother. It helps us all.